This month's contribution from Derek James gave me a surprise. It seems that Norwich was the first place in England to use a postcode. Here is Neil, who starts with a short letter from Derek.
Plonk, a letter drops on the mat. Apart from the bills, we still love receiving mail and have done all our lives. Even in these days of emails, mobile phones, laptops and the like, it is still good to sit down and read a letter. And thank goodness we still send cards to mark special occasions such as birthdays and anniversaries. Rather than just clickety-click and pushing buttons, people have taken time to find a pen, write a letter, address an envelope, look for a stamp and nipped along to the local postbox or post office. One part of an address which comes automatic to us all now is the postcode, but I still remember the time when few of us bothered to use them. Norwich was the first place in the country to be selected to test our revolutionary code back in 1959. It was chosen because at the time it had 8 new sorting machines which were adapted so that the operators could just key in the postcode to sort letters. The 6-character code had 3 letters to spell out the area and 2 numbers and a letter to identify the individual letter. This was a big deal, and in July of 1959, the Postmaster General, Ernest Marples, remember him, arrived in Norwich to launch the experiment in front of the people and papers. Each of the city's 150,000 private and business addresses would get a code, with bigger companies receiving their own codes. Norwich City Football Club, for example, was assigned NOR22T. The actual demonstration at the launch was a fake one, with employees hiding behind the machine and manually sorting the letters. It took a while for the postcodes to catch on. The machines broke down and many customers never bothered to use them. Putting up the cost of postage was not popular. The experiment did work well eventually, and in 1965 the Postmaster General, by now Tony Benn, announced that postal coding would be spread across the rest of the country through a 10-year plan costing £24 million. Today, postcodes are part of everyday life. They affect everything from communications and identity to house prices and care, not forgetting the sat-navs. In 2014, a blue plaque was installed at the site of Norwich's first post office on Gentleman's Walk, where the first postcodes were used. And remember the high-tech new sorting machine known as ELSI, Electronic Letter Sorting Indicating Equipment?
Thank you, Neil. We will let you have the last word in a moment.